From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
66 degrees in Topeka, 67 here in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of frequencies all around the state, and streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you a fresh update of news headlines, national, international, and regional. Then, at just about 3:45 p.m., when the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline launched nationwide, the goal was to give people quick access to help, and it is being used.
We have been seeing a month-over-month increase in utilization of 988, and so we are also working pretty hard to keep up.
Some states are able to respond to these crisis calls more quickly than others. Funding, as it turns out, plays a key role. We'll get you the whole story from Harvest Public Media coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs around 60. Temperatures falling into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
66 degrees in Topeka, 66 in Manhattan. It is 3:20.
Ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman.
Some countries declined to join. What can the Board of Peace really accomplish? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight with a local twist to it all provided by Matthew Algio, 5 to 9 a.m. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Ravel, February 21st, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 66 degrees in Emporia and 67 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
Listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republicans at the State House have overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto in order to approve new restrictions on bathroom use by transgender people. The Kansas House voted to override today, following a similar vote in the Kansas Senate yesterday. The new law requires people to use the bathroom that matches their sex assigned at birth. It applies to government buildings, including schools. People who repeatedly violate the law could face fines of up to $1,000 and possible criminal charges. Supporters say the law is about protecting privacy in intimate spaces. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar defended the bill.
This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for.
Critics, however, say the bill targets transgender people for discrimination. The Kansas House has advanced a bill protecting anti-abortion pregnancy centers from being required to provide, promote, or refer women for abortion. The bill says state and local governments are barred from regulating the services or counseling the centers can provide. Kansans for Life listed this bill as one of their legislative priorities. The advocacy group says pregnancy resource centers in other states have been targeted by taxpayer-funded campaigns. Republican Representative Rebecca Schmoy spoke in favor of the bill.
These pregnancy care centers are empowering women. They're empowering families. They are a core group in our local communities that are upholding and affirming life.
Critics of the bill beg to differ, saying that the centers do not give women all the options available to them and that the legislation will be challenged in court. That bill now heads to the Kansas Senate. The head of the Kansas Bankers Association is speaking out against a federal bill that would cap interest rates on credit cards. KPR's Zach Boblett has more.
The CAP Act would put a 10% cap on credit card interest rates. The legislation has broad bipartisan support, including Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall. But the president of the Kansas Bankers Association, Doug Wareham, argues the legislation will hurt borrowers and lenders.
We're just disappointed that our senator thinks a government price cap is the answer here.
Wareham says the cap will force community banks to leave the credit card market. Marshall's office issued a statement saying, quote, every single bank in Kansas is exempt, so one has to ask, why are Kansas bankers doing Wall Street's dirty work? The CAP Act remains under consideration in Congress. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow. Sunshine with a high around 60. Temperatures falling into the lower 50s tomorrow afternoon. Gusty winds coming out of the west. And tomorrow night, a low in the mid-20s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, and the time is 3:35.
It's All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Mental health hotlines can be particularly valuable in rural areas where there may not be any therapists or social workers close by. That includes 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. The National 988 hotline launched less than 4 years ago, and it has already responded to nearly 20 million contacts. But support for 988 is stronger in some states than in others. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks set out to learn more.
The 988 system was designed to give people
a strategy, but if there's not funds in the trust fund, it's not going to have that much of an impact. But it's something that some states are trying. It's a signal of effort, I suppose.
Pirtle is near the end of a 5-year study. He's analyzing the funding of 988 systems in all 50 states. So far, he's found that those with long-term dedicated funding for staff are generally more efficient.
The big thing is people, right? The staffing, the people to work in these call centers is the main thing.
He may have a new data point in the near future. Missouri's legislature is set to consider a 988 funding fee later this year. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You can find this story and more like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home and built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, the U.S. is continuing its massive military buildup in the Middle East.
You have so much firepower and so much naval and destroyers and attack planes in the region.
This comes amid U.S. talks with Iran on a possible nuclear deal. Of course, you look at the internet. A lot of people are saying we are closer to war with Iran than most people realize. What's going on? Greg Myrie will tell us coming right up on KPR. It is 10 minutes before 4.
To IT essentials and maintenance tools to help bring visions to life. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com. And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered coming up. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 4:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Lots to talk about today. Very busy news day. I probably say that every day, but it always is. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
To maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions, learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Emporia. It's 4:06. This is KPR.
For NPR News, I'm Ashish Valentine.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. Then we will hear about Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's testimony. It had to do with a lawsuit alleging that social media services are intentionally designed to hook young people, fueling a teen mental health crisis. Get you an update on that terrible tragedy in the Castle Peak area near Lake Tahoe. We will talk about curling in rural Massachusetts. Always love to hear more about curling. And in the next few minutes, we are going to talk about the plague of Justinian. I am always up for hearing about the plague of Justinian. Any of you who actually know me are like, wow, could they have designed that story in a lab for Laura anymore? And it's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th as KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, a whole weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred. Cocktail parties, seminars, it's going to be great. You can see the entire schedule and get information about tickets at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Support for NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Mr. Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. 66 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
Gain 129 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republicans have overridden a veto of a bill restricting bathroom use by transgender people, thus putting that policy into state law. The legislation requires public buildings, including schools and universities, to separate bathrooms and locker rooms based on sex assigned at birth. Supporters say the measure protects privacy in sensitive spaces. Democratic Representative Abby Boatman, who is transgender, spoke against the bill on the House floor.
This bill obviously discriminates against transgender people in ways that make our lives exponentially more difficult and dangerous.
In addition to bathroom restrictions, the new law prevents Kansans from changing the gender marker on driver's licenses and birth certificates. The head of the Kansas Bankers Association is speaking out against a federal bill that would cap interest rates on credit cards. KPR's Zach Boblett has the story.
The CAP Act would put a 10% cap on credit card interest rates. The legislation has broad bipartisan support, including Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall. But the president of the Kansas Bankers Association, Doug Wareham, argues the legislation will hurt borrowers and lenders.
We're just disappointed that our senator thinks a government price cap is the answer here.
Wareham says the cap will force community banks to leave the credit card market. Marshall's office issued a statement saying, quote, every single bank in Kansas is exempt, so one has to ask, why are Kansas bankers doing Wall Street's dirty work? The CAP Act remains under consideration in Congress. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice's longtime partner is suing him for $1 million in a lawsuit that was filed in Texas. As Sam Zeff reports, the woman is accusing Rice of abuse, including choking and hitting her.
Dakota Jones says Rice abused her for almost 2 years in their homes in Lee's Summit in suburban Dallas. She also accused Rice of throwing objects at her, breaking furniture, and locking her out in the middle of the night. Much of this happened, the lawsuit says, while Jones was pregnant with their two children. Jones posted pictures of the alleged abuse on social media in January. At that time, the NFL said it was investigating Rice under the league's personal conduct policy. This is the latest legal trouble for Rice, who was convicted of a hit-and-run in Dallas in 2024. I'm Sam Zeff.
A red flag warning is going into effect tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is going to be for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. There is extreme grassland fire danger. Relative humidity is down in the 15% range. Again, that is tomorrow, a red flag warning for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. Tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a high around 60. It's 435. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01, then at 5:06. Well, Donald Trump is suing the U.S. government. Now, you may be aware he heads up the executive branch of the U.S. government. This all has to do with some many years old investigations against him, as well as the 2019 leak of his tax returns. And he is suing the government he leads for billions, with a B, in dollars of damages.
It is completely outrageous that he and those answering to him would be deciding how the government responds to these extravagant claims.
We'll get you an overview of the entire case. Plus, Michaela Schifrin has broken her medal drought. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak. At EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Red flag warning going into effect tomorrow at 11 a.m. for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. So if you're down around Chanute, be aware. Extreme grassland fire danger tomorrow. It is 66 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, this is Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
2026 is already off to an eventful start. And while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with news headlines. It's 5 o'clock.
From Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Salomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org.
It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. None of that appeals to you, you might try the app. We have a KPR app, a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you like to get apps. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I suppose we're heading into the evening hours now. In our next 30 minutes, we are going to talk about Donald Trump's vision of global affairs and what foreign policy experts see as the common through lines. We'll be discussing that. Also, Michael Marks from our friends with Harvest Public Media has an overview of 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Who's paying for it? Who does it benefit the most? What can we learn from all of this? It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high around 60. Temperatures falling into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening with a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine on Friday, chance of snow late Friday night.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
The time is 5:20.
I'm honored to serve as its chairman.
Some countries declined to join. What can the Board of Peace really accomplish? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with all the latest news from around the world, around the region, around the nation. Don't stay up all night doom-scrolling. Get your shut-eye. Let KPR and NPR get you up to speed first thing in the morning tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
The time is 5:30.
In every generation since, from the Buffalo Soldiers to the Tuskegee Airmen, black Americans have stepped forward to defend the flag and to defend our country.
President Trump recently posted a social media video of former President Obama and the First Lady as primates, which set off criticism. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republicans at the Kansas State House have now overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto to approve new restrictions on bathroom use by transgender people. The Kansas House voted to override today. That followed a similar vote in the Kansas Senate yesterday. The new law requires people to use the bathroom that matches their sex assigned at birth. It applies to government buildings, including schools. People who repeatedly violate the law could face fines of up to $1,000 and possible criminal charges. Supporters say this law is about protecting privacy in intimate spaces. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar is defending the bill.
This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for.
However, critics say the bill targets transgender people for discrimination. The Kansas House has advanced a bill protecting anti-abortion pregnancy centers from being required to provide, promote, or refer women for abortion. The bill says state and local governments are barred from regulating the services or counseling that the centers can provide. Kansans for Life listed this bill as one of their legislative priorities. The advocacy group says pregnancy resource centers in other states have actually been targeted by taxpayer-funded campaigns. Republican Representative Rebecca Schmoy spoke in favor of the bill.
These pregnancy care centers are empowering women. They're empowering families. They are a core group in our local communities that are upholding and affirming life.
Critics disagree strongly. They say the centers do not give women all the options available to them and that the legislation will be challenged in court. That bill is now headed to the Kansas Senate. The head of the Kansas Bankers Association is speaking out against a federal bill that would cap interest rates on credit cards. Zach Boblett has the story.
The CAP Act would put a 10% cap on credit card interest rates. The legislation has broad bipartisan support, including Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall. But the president of the Kansas Bankers Association, Doug Wareham, argues the legislation will hurt borrowers and lenders.
We're just disappointed that our senator thinks a government price cap is the answer here.
Wareham says the cap will force community banks to leave the credit card market. Marshall's office issued a statement saying, quote, every single bank in Kansas is exempt, so one has to ask, why are Kansas bankers doing Wall Street's dirty work? The CAP Act remains under consideration in Congress. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A red flag warning goes into effect tomorrow for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. That means extreme grassland fire danger. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:35.
It's all
Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Mental health hotlines can be particularly valuable in rural areas where there may not be any therapists or social workers anywhere close by. And that includes 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. The National 988 Hotline launched less than 4 years ago and has already responded to nearly 20 million contacts. But support for 988 is stronger in some states than in others. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks investigates.
The 988 systems in all 50 states. So far, he's found that those with long-term dedicated funding for staff are generally more efficient.
The big thing is people, right? The staffing, the people to work in these call centers is the main thing.
He may have a new data point in the near future. Missouri's legislature is set to consider a 988 funding fee later this year. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains. It includes Kansas Public Radio. Find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPER comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us. We have news headlines coming up at 6:01. Then at 6:06, we'll talk about the massive U.S. military buildup in the Middle East. Stick around here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Our news.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Columbia University with the School of Professional Studies Dean's Fellowship Program for students across all SPS master's programs. More at sps.columbia.edu/NPR. From Amazon Business, offering business buying services from office supplies to IT essentials and maintenance tools to help bring visions to life. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. The time is 6 o'clock.